listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, there's more than one reason to choose a career in the insurance industry, but we've got four specific reasons that just might tip you over that fence you've been sitting on in ASG episode 114. Why now is the time to start selling insurance, written by Lauren Hayden. Is there ever really a right time to step foot into a new industry? We would argue yes, absolutely. Based on current statistics and a booming market, now is the perfect time to dive into the insurance business. Let's talk about why. First off, and this is important, a positive job outlook. From 2016 to 2026, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts employment of insurance agents will grow by 10%. Since most other occupations are expected to have an average growth rate of only 7% within the same period, it looks like insurance agents are on the path to success. The Bureau indicated that the growth rate may be even higher for health insurance agents specifically, with projected growth of 28% during the same time frame. This growth is due to several factors, one of them being the projected growth of the economy as a whole. But insurance agents particularly lucked out, or should I say lucked in, due to the rise in demand for insurance, which directly leads to the need for more agents. As more insurance carriers turn to brokerages to expand distribution, the role of the independent insurance agent also grows. The Bureau of Labor Statistics points out that independent agents not only thrive off the demand for insurance, but that online insurance sales will not hinder agents' jobs, but actually benefit them. Agents will still need to interact with consumers in a face-to-face setting, but online platforms like Ritter Insurance Marketing's Medicare Quote Engine and MediCareful help to simplify that process. You can even sign up for your own free MediCareful site, so you are your client's direct point of contact. Next on our list, there's plenty of room for more agents. The average age of today's insurance agent has surpassed 60 years old. That means that soon, many of them will be hitting retirement age, making plenty of room for new motivated agents. Now is a great time for anyone considering joining the industry to give it a go, especially those just entering the workforce after college or even high school. A whopping 82% of millennials who are currently working in insurance say they would recommend it to a friend, and over half said they were pleased with their rate of pay. Satisfaction for this group is much higher than that of other jobs. Third on our list, there is stability in Medicare. You've probably heard it before, but it bears repeating. With America's largest generation, the baby boomers, reaching retirement age, more than 10,000 people are turning 65 every single day. This will continue into the 2030s. That means that as the need for Medicare increases, so does the need for expert agents who sell Medicare. The even better news is that enrollment in private Medicare plans has also been on the rise. As of November 2018, more than 20 million people were enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan. In fact, over 1 in 3 consumers now choose Medicare Advantage. The percentage of Medicare beneficiaries enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans rose 21% between 2003 and 2018. In fact, penetration is 40% or more in 7 states: California, Florida, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The continued growth of Medicare Advantage is one of the stabilizing factors that Fitch Ratings accounted for when upgrading the outlook of the typical volatile health insurance industry. Now, selling MA does require certification from both AHIP and the carriers whose plans you choose to represent, But that's not the case for every product in the senior market. If AHIP certification isn't your thing and you choose to exclusively pursue Medicare supplement sales, you'll still be happy to know that 90% of beneficiaries with MedSup plans say they are satisfied with their coverage. With so many potential consumers, now is the perfect time to start building your client base. Just remember to always focus on building relationships with your clients and finding plans that will fit their unique needs. And last but not least, benefits and incentives. In addition to the expanding market, many carriers and FMOs like Ritter Insurance Marketing offer bonuses and incentives to encourage you to boost your sales. Carriers often offer cash, prizes, or marketing allowances that you can earn just by making sales. It's that simple. Why are there all these incentives and benefits for production? Well, bottom line, we want you to succeed, and so do the carriers you represent. Take advantage of the senior health insurance market while the stats are in your favor. And don't forget that Ritter Insurance Marketing and the Agent Survival Guide are here to help you on your journey. Now is an excellent time to take that first step towards a bright, promising career and future. We would love to come alongside you during your journey to starting a career in insurance sales. The Agent Survival Guide is just one of many tools we offer here at Ritter Insurance Marketing. We mentioned our Medicare Quote Engine earlier, as well as MediCareful. If you'd like more information on partnering with an FMO like Ritter, we will have the link to register with our website in the show notes, and our expert staff will take it from there. That's it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, let us know by leaving a review on iTunes. Click on the stars, write us a comment. We would love to hear what you think of the show. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. We will see you next episode.